102.5 The Bone. Saturday night, we're in Palm Harbor. This is the plan for the end of the year. Saturday night, Palm Harbor. LBC, Pitbull Toddler. Then the 14th, the Pitbull Toddler 10th year anniversary celebration up in Holiday at the Stockyard. Then on the 21st, we do the morning show live from Cafe Chibo for the Christmas party. And then we go to the pub crawl in Dunedin later that night. And we need to find out where the goddamn band is playing on in Dunedin.
Yeah.
This month is going to fly by.
No.
And
I'm going to drag ass now because there's so much going on. And we're so excited for vacation.
And on the 15th, which is a Saturday.
What is that?
I'm going to be hosting the Naughty or Nice
party.
Now, can I come to that?
Of course.
I can.
What do you want to be, Naughty or Nice?
I want to be nice.
at 261st in downtown St. Pete.
They love you there. Huh?
Yeah, I love it there. It's always so much fun.
Have you gotten any booty out of that place?
What?
You heard.
Your headphones cut out there for a second.
They did, actually.
have you found yourself any love at 261st?
No.
Love, I mean love in the...
no, but I have found like a lot of good eye candy. Mm-hmm. So it's just fun to, you know, dance and hang out and have some drinks.
That's fun candy.
But, yeah, no, none of that yet. Because I live in Tampa. So that commute, that's a big commitment. To, like, take someone that
about,
far.
I'm not talking about, becoming best friends, pen pals.
No, I know, but, like, to take someone home from St. Pete to Tampa, that's a big commitment.
It's worth it.
It's expensive Uber.
Well,
it's
no,
like it's like a Jersey Mike's sub Uber.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, they would pay for it, but still, then they're in Tampa, and then it's a lot of questions, like, how do I get back from here? Da, 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 are you taking
it?
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be honest, I'd be afraid to stay in a hotel with you.
See? No. You know what? You're so funny.
Carmen.
Yes.
Are you coming to my house for Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Are you coming to my house for Christmas Day? What do you do on Christmas Day?
No plans.
All right. And what about the New Year's Eve party? Because that's happening now.
Oh, well, I mean, definitely.
That's happening, by the way. That's happening, everybody. That's happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Oh, Carmen's at
Carmen's off the
No.
Extra room in my house.
Yes.
Listen, until I get the invite from your wife, I feel like it's not official.
Well, you probably shouldn't wait for that.
Yeah.
you specifically.
Why?
You know who doesn't like you?
Who?
Legitimately.
Why? Who?
Why from listening to the show?
Oh, okay.
From afar. My mom. My mom got drunk. She didn't really get drunk, but we went to dinner while I was in New York, and my mother had a martini. And my mother doesn't really drink, so immediately the martini made her drunk.
Right.
First thing out of her mouth was, "You should fire Carmen."
Oh my God.
Out of the blue.
Wow.
At dinner, my mother goes, "Can I just tell you, you should fire Carmen."
Why?
And then my kids were like, "Oh my God." She just, it was as if my mother called for your death.
Oh.
My kids were like, "What?" And I looked at her and I go, "What?" And she goes, "I don't like her." And I go, "Why?" And she goes, "Because she says that you don't like me." Blah, 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 blah. And
that
I was like,
so long ago.
Well, guess what? You struck her right in the heart.
Oh, my God. It was a joke, A. And plus, you were saying mean things.
Right. And I was, and the next day, I was talking to a sober mother, and she did not even remember saying that, according to her. And the kids were like, "Yeah, you did, Grandma. You said fire Carmen."
Oh, man. Spoke from the heart.
Uh-huh. And I said, and she goes, "No, I don't." She goes, "But Carmen always says that you don't like me." I go, "No, Carmen was saying that, like, she was saying, like, oh, my God, you're so mean to your mother. You don't even like your mother. Not like you don't like your mother."
Yeah.
I tried to explain it to her, and she just not wanting it.
No, Carmen definitely was like, "You don't like your mom."
Carmen was definitely saying you don't like your mom because you don't like your mom.
I do like my mom.
Now she's calling for you,
Gal. Most of the time. And then my grandmother. "But why do you call him Spanish? I don't understand."
Oh, yeah.
I go, "I don't know, Grandma. I've explained it like 800 times. I don't like it. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right."
I love your grandma.
It's because she doesn't like Spanish.
But it might be true.
No, it's not true.
But it's okay because she's 90, so she's allowed to still have racial hate.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like only accepted for old people.
What's the age limit for cutting off?
85. Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you're like 75 and you're like, "He's colored people," you're like, "Whoa!" But if you're like over 85 and you go, "Well, the colored people," you go, "Well, you remember."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sit back down, Grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it is time to check in with Galvin. He has today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
President Donald Trump declined in a new interview to rule out the possibility that he could pardon Paul Manafort for his former campaign manager. It was never discussed, but I wouldn't take it off the table. Why would I take it off the table? Trump told the New York Post. The president's comments come following special counsel Robert Mueller's accusation that Manafort violated his plea agreement and lied to Mueller's team after being found guilty on 8 counts of financial crimes in August. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said that had been no conversations about a potential presidential pardon for Manafort.
Yeah, it's a little early to start pardoning. You're pardoning on your way out. Although Trump's got some nuts, man. He'll just do it in the middle of his term. But here's the thing. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who you voted for, what side you're on. If you're president, you got an opportunity to pardon a couple of your friends. You're doing it on the way out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? See you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Ford pardoned Nixon. It's better for the country. Sometimes just give me the Domino's for biscuits. Well, now, I'm talking about the Ford Nixon thing, not the Trump pardon.
Now, not asking if Trump will win. Will he run again? Will he run for a second term? He will.
He thinks he's got it wrapped up already.
He runs for a second term. He wins the second term.
Trump's main thing that he likes to do about being president is these stupid rallies, just showing up somewhere and talking about how great he is. That's what he loves to do, and that's all campaigning is. So yes, he totally runs again.
Does he win again? Well, we don't know who.
You don't have a name,
right,
that has come out. Joe Biden is the strongest name, I think, to run against him.
I think he's too old.
And he's too old.
Yeah.
So there's not saying that somebody couldn't pop up. I mean, there's these people talking about running. Beto O'Rourke is talking about running. He couldn't even win his Senate seat.
Right,
so
yeah.
I don't know. You're going to get somebody like Todd Steyer is now talking about running. He's the other billionaire who has spent a ton of money to demand for an impeachment of Trump. You've probably seen his commercials somewhere. I see them on the internet all the time. It's like any billionaire thinks that they could just step into the game now. I'm telling you, like, if a Michael Bloomberg ran, that could be a problem, because Michael Bloomberg is the opposite billionaire. He's smart. He's rich. He's smart. He's way, on the other side of Trump. He's what you kind of wish Trump would be sometimes, quiet, you know? So somebody like that, I think that he crushes the people who are out there now. What's her face from Massachusetts? He crushes. I don't know.
Hillary doesn't run again. Like, she doesn't.
I don't know, right? Galvin. They're saying that she runs again. And I say that if she runs again, she just hurts the party even further.
Mm.
So I don't know. It would be great to see somebody, a non-traditional, and I'm not talking about a television star or somebody like that, or Oprah or anything like that. I'm just talking about maybe somebody who was a business executive, or somebody who was, in politics for a little while and then went to private for a little while, and then it's like, I think I might get back. I don't know. I don't really have the name, but it'd be interesting to see who runs against them.
I saw something on social media the other day. It said, how does it feel for The Rock to know that at any time he could be president if he just ran for president?
I don't think that's real, right?
No, I don't think he could. I think Oprah instantly could. I think Oprah instantly could.
And I think if Oprah runs against Trump, you get all the people who hate Trump. You get all the black ladies who never voted before voting. You get a lot more. What if Oprah wins, I can get a car. You can get a car. You get a car. I don't know.
You have Oprah with The Rock as vice president.
Oh my God.
Watch out.
My head will explode.
Let me tell you, in a serious way, if Oprah ran and ran with somebody like Joe Biden for vice president, which would never happen, but you can get Oprah. You can get Oprah to win.
Oh, I think Oprah could run with Gail as vice president still.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah. I think Oprah's got to come in with a smart, older, maybe white guy.
Mm.
Yeah, somebody
like Bernie Sanders?
Oh, no.
Feel the burn.
No.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think Oprah runs, by the way.
Oh. No, I don't think she does either. I'm just saying at any time she can be president.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. This is going to be so weird to see how this plays out.
Remember when that false alert about missiles headed towards Hawaii went out earlier in the year? Yeah. Well, a guy in Hawaii saw that and had a heart attack because of it. He just filed a lawsuit against the missile? I don't know. It doesn't say who he filed against.
Whoever fired it off.
So they're in trouble. This guy's going to get you. Oakland University outside Detroit has an interesting plan for an active shooter. They've been handing out hockey pucks.
This is great.
So the teachers and students can throw hockey pucks at a guy with a gun. The school's head cop and one of its professors came up with the idea. Here they are talking a little about handing out hockey pucks to throw at a guy with a gun. I don't know whether that's a great idea, but we'll see.
I was a hockey coach for my kids when they were growing up, and I remember getting hit in the head with a hockey puck once, and it hurt.
800 of them have been distributed to our faculty members, and there's an additional 1,700 that I'm working with Student Congress to distribute to our students.
It's part of the bigger picture, which is the plan and the strategy and the confidence that you get when you have your own individual plan.
I find it at first absurd. What good will it do? I mean, if there's an armed person coming in, why would you chuck a puck at him?
So here's the thing. So the guy was a hockey coach. He'd been hit by a puck, and he was like, this would be a great idea. So what they did was they made round pucks with numbers on them and stuff, and they're going to distribute them to faculty and students. And the idea is to throw the puck at the active shooter. Now, I can't imagine being in a position where I'm walking in and shooting up a place. But if I am, and you throw a puck at me, you're getting shot next.
Oh, yeah.
Here's but think if 800 of them are coming at
but
you.
But first off, you don't have 100. You don't have 100 anything. But yeah, okay, say 20, and they all coordinate, and they all throw at the same time. Yeah. You know what that's going to be?
It's gonna, and
that's
when I'm
it,
done,
yeah. Bang, bang,
just you're all dead.
Yeah, like now, you're going to turn and, yeah.
And the other thing is that I saw an interview with the president of the student council, and he is the biggest nerd you'll ever see in your life. And he's like, I am not a very good thrower. He was like, I don't. And he goes, and the people I'm friends with aren't very good throwers. Yeah, nerd, you're going to get shot trying to throw a puck at somebody.
Here's the other thing is you have a regular puck. Like if it's sitting on your desk right now and you throw it at me, that's going to hurt. But most of the time when you're getting hit with a puck, it's frozen. Like whenever they play.
And being shot at you from a stick at least 30 miles an hour.
That hurts.
Not somebody throwing it at you. Why don't they just hand out rocks?
Yeah, well,
that would be easier.
That another place did. Remember, they had the bucket of rocks in the corner of the classroom.
Yeah.
So they asked the kid, they were like, well, what would you suggest? She's like, I don't know, maybe doors that lock from the inside? He wasn't way off.
Yeah.
Oh, people are dumb.
So I told you to hold off on getting the bumper because you may be interested in this.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to write something down because I have a feeling what you're going to say.
All right.
But before, all right, write that down. And Jeep unveiled its highly anticipated new vehicle at the Los Angeles Auto Show.
Okay.
Jeep debuted the Gladiator. It's the first time since 1992 the company has gone into production on a truck. Take a look at the Jeep Gladiator. We have it up on Bone TV.
That's the pickup truck there?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, they're both. Okay, yeah.
So it's a Jeep, four-door Jeep, whatever, but then it's got the thing in the back. Like, they used to have a Scrambler that was kind of like that, but this looks like a bigger version of it.
Okay.
And that red one has the Rubicon, which is their something special, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's called the Gladiator. It's pretty big, pretty cool looking, pretty tough. That's a cool looking car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Jeeps, too. Like, they last pretty long. I remember, like, my aunt had one, and it, like, lasted for, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
All right.
And what do you think?
It's not for me. It's not for me, but it's not a bad looking. I mean, it's like a girl truck.
It's big.
Is it? It doesn't look very big.
Yeah, those are pretty big.
It just doesn't look big compared to the mountains behind. Right. Yeah.
I don't dislike it, but I don't think it would be for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just put, I didn't think you liked Jeeps.
I don't. They're too small.
Yeah.
I like driving the Hummer because it's like driving a living room.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the real reason.
Yeah.
People always think it's just because I have a small penis, but
I think
it's just all coincidence.
Yeah, that's just on top of
right.
I think you just go ahead and pull the trigger and go, listen, just Adam drives me everywhere in the Sprinter.
Oh, yeah, that should
be. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie. I have made the plea to my wife that I hire Adam. Adam is he's our friend, but he also drives a Pipple Toddler bus and the Sprinter for me every once in a while, and I've made the plea to my wife that I need Adam in my life every day.
Yeah, you just put him on payroll, and then
he
can go pick up the stub from Jersey Mike. So
he does not make a ton of money at his job to where I could not hire him to come work for me. You know what I mean? Like, I could absorb his salary.
Right.
So I said that to my wife, and she does not see the same need that I see. And then, by the way, she had to go pay her trainer and babysitter and cleaning lady. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heller, you're not spending hundreds of dollars on your hair.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right? $15.
Yeah.
With a $5 tip. Thank you, Kenny Suarez.
And it looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Spanish.
A cop in Colorado had resigned after surveillance video showed up of him stealing what from a house during a drug bust.
Who did it?
It was a cop in Colorado. There was a drug bust.
Weed in Colorado.
Stole the weed.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be busting people with weed because it's legal out there, but okay, if you want to go.
He took a little bit of the meth that they were, because it's drug bust meth.
Got a little meth.
Cops love meth.
Sell it on the side or maybe do
it. Allegedly, I don't know. Yeah.
Carmen, cop in Colorado resigned after surveillance video showed him stealing what from a house during a drug bust?
The money.
Money. Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
Hey, listen, this is drug money. I'm taking it.
Right,
I'll do good with it.
Already.
I'll do good with it. I'll go and help some people. I'll buy a $30 sub.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Now, a cop in Colorado resigned after surveillance video showed him stealing granola bars from a house during a drug bust.
Are you stealing it if you're a cop and you're busting? Aren't you just allowed it? You see the movies?
Yeah.
I'm going to take these granola bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On top of everything.
Yeah.
I thought if you're a cop, you could just eat people's leftovers that they have in the fridge.
I mean, they told on him.
They seize cars and stuff. They're like, we're taking your car.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
I'm going to need these granolas for this.
These granolas gave you the energy to do all this bagging up all these drugs. I'm taking this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that vanilla? That's my favorite flavor.
Yeah. How'd you lose your job? I ate a granola bar.
What are you hunting for?
Granola. By the way, leave it up to a cop in Colorado to steal granola bars.
Yeah. How typical.
So if you're in line and somebody farts.
Oh.
Oh, man. Come on, bro. What's going on? If you're in line and a lady farts.
Ooh.
You may want to call the cops or something. A guy was waiting in line at a dollar store in Florida on Sunday and complained about a loud flatulence of the woman next to him. So she pulled out a knife and threatened to gut him.
Oh.
We actually have the news story on Bone TV, and this guy does a great job of not breaking during the news story. Check this out. Here we go.
A Florida woman is facing charges, accused of pulling a knife on a man who commented on her passing gas loudly. Police say 37-year-old Shanetta Wilson was at a Dollar General store in Dania Beach on Sunday when another customer commented on her in flatulence. That's when Wilson allegedly pulled out a knife, opened it, and said she was going to, quote, gut him. Officers found Wilson nearby and arrested her. She's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Matt Urish for CBSMiami.com.
When I first heard this story, I was like, deadly weapon? How bad were the... Oh, that knife. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, how bad are those farts?
Do you have the other audio clip?
No, what do you...
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Why doesn't this ever happen at, like, a Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
That
Wow.
This is farts these are.
Those are...
I'm so angry.
Give it again.
These are all belonging to one Gregory Galvin.
Yeah. Straining. I'm working on it. Oh.
That's a good one.
You should probably go to the hospital.
What's wrong with you?
Well, what's wrong with me is that I'm a contributor. I have 100 and some farts in there. Spanish has 4 and you have 2.
Galvin laughing at his own fart. And one more. There you go.
Sometimes they surprise me.
Yeah.
Let me look and see if I made any notes to any of these. Sometimes I write Galvin fart, violent, angry. Oh, this is John Brennan motorcycle fart. He drives away.
Revving it up.
Yeah. Oh, I miss the old guess you farted days.
So a guy in Iowa was arrested after he took out his junk in an Uber and told the driver, quote, that he liked to masturbate in front of Uber drivers.
What?
Sorry, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Leftover. Is it like Louis C.K.? If you tell them first, it's okay?
I don't know how much you tipping and stuff. Christopher Jensen, who's 27 years old. We have a picture up on Bone TV there. He was charged with a serious misdemeanor in connection with an incident several months ago in Iowa City. Jensen called for an Uber driver around 4:45 a.m., got into the front seat when the vehicle arrived.
Oh, the front seat. Whoa. That's too close.
During the ride, Jensen, quote, took out his penis and began to masturbate in front of the driver.
I was with you before, but now it's too much.
After explaining that he enjoyed such illicit activity, Jensen allegedly asked the driver, quote, do you want to touch it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Uber driver, cops say, stopped the car and told Jensen to get out. Investigators who identified Jensen through Uber records noted that the suspect, quote, acknowledged taking an Uber, but stated he did not remember masturbating in the cab. Jensen was released from Johnson City County Jail this morning. Johnson City.
Is the Uber driver male or female? It doesn't say
in the story.
I bet it's male.
Yeah, probably male.
I don't know. It takes a lot of courage to do it from the front seat. From the back seat, anybody could do it, but front seat.
No one's caught me in the back seat.
Yeah.
Front seat, you gotta, you know, look, check it out.
Wow.
Here it is.
Is it better to ask?
Or just, I mean, it seems like he didn't ask. He was just like, this is happening.
Well, he did ask if they wanted to touch it.
Well, he asked that, but he didn't ask whenever he took it out, you know.
Yeah.
I figured you'd have to ask.
Is this okay?
Yeah. And then when they say no, you just go, well.
We're already here.
What if you did, so you got to do a succession of things. You know how you kind of get people saying yes. Mm. You know, like a sales technique. Mm-hmm. You want to get them saying yes. You want to don't ask, are you guys doing okay? You ask, are you guys ready for another one? Like for a drink or something.
Right, yeah.
You guys good right now? They'll say yes. People want to say yes. They don't want to say no.
Right.
So, you know, instead of saying, are you guys good, where they say yes, you say, are you guys ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They don't want to say no.
Yes.
So you go like this. You move the seat up and go, is this okay? And they go, yes. And you go, turn the air conditioning vent towards you a little bit. Is this okay? Yes. Okay. And then zip. Is this okay? You know, they're already saying yes. Uh-huh. So they may get tricked. And
you ready
yes
for
yes
another one?
Yeah. Is this okay? Is this okay? And then you take their hand. And
Surprise.
Mike, you may be familiar with this. A woman in Minnesota was busted last month for swerving all over the interstate.
Why would I be familiar with this?
Crashing into the median going 70 miles per hour.
Okay.
The cops got a bunch of different 911 calls about her. And when they got there, she admitted something that she had been doing.
Texting and driving.
Close.
One vehicle crash, a vehicle driving along, receiving numerous driving complaints of the erratic driving behavior all over the road. Very preventable. The person was engaged in distracted driving.
After a high-speed crash, the driver admitted to troopers she had been watching Netflix for miles.
Common sense is going to tell you that's illegal. It is, I mean, it's unsafe.
No, it's not.
Just so frustrating because it jeopardizes the safety of everybody out here.
Netflix and drive. Yeah.
That is not illegal.
To watch Netflix while you're driving, watch videos while you're driving?
Yeah.
It's not?
No.
I don't know. I haven't checked into it. Wow. I mean, you do it, so maybe you checked the laws and stuff.
Of course I did.
I would imagine that's distracted driving in Minnesota.
Is it okay to check your GPS while you're driving?
They say that it is, but I think different places have different laws. Mm. Different cities, different states.
If you can't handle your viewing and driving, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a good viewer and
driving.
Yeah.
And I hate cars.
You think you're good.
Oh, I watch every episode of Downton Abbey in my car.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Right.
But you
never
also
had an accident.
No. No damage done to your car.
Never hit anybody else.
Never hit anybody else. But may have sort of, and this girl, and she flew off a cliff.
Nope.
You know?
I got lane detectors. You swerve out, it goes, and you swerve back in.
With what? On the Hummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually the passenger is the lane detector.
The lane detectors are, hey, idiot, stop watching Netflix!
I have a kid at either window. Dad. That's it. Now I'm going to die in a car accident. Everybody's going to think it was because I was watching Netflix.
What happened the other day whenever your wife told you to put your phone down?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Something about you
never
slamming out of the brakes and your phone flew. And
you're going to stop texting and driving.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember
you
that
like
either.
Pledged.
New phone.
Just be careful. Just be careful out there.
So there's certain words that make us laugh, and a new study looked at the top words that make us laugh. What are some of the top words you think? Just
duty.
The word makes you laugh. Duty makes you laugh.
Yep.
Anything else that you can think of?
But.
I think a lot of times comedy writing, a hard K sound.
Okay,
is funny, you know, I think that.
Crap.
I want to see if this makes you laugh. Here's some of the words. Ready? Just, do whatever you want to do.
All right.
You can stare at me blankly or you can laugh or whatever you want to do. Here we go.
Upchuck.
Nothing? Yeah. All right. What about this one?
Jiggly.
I like jiggly.
jiggly. And especially the way the guy says it makes me laugh. Listen.
Jiggly.
If you juggle a teenage boy's belly while you say it.
Oh, whoa.
What just happened?
Don't do it to a girl.
Yeah. What other videos are you watching? Here's one more.
Yap.
Yeah. No? Nothing? Upchuck.
Quit yapping.
What about upchuck?
Upchuck's old.
It's got the hard K, though, in there.
Mm-hmm.
Bubby?
Bubby's a little, yeah.
Bubby's good? What about boff?
Boof.
Wrigley?
No.
Giggle? Now, this one, they didn't write it out, and I don't know what it is. I'm assuming, I think I may know, but I'm not sure. It has C.ch.
Coochie?
Well, no, because it's just C.
Oh, cooch?
.. Is that?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Couch? Cooch?
Huh.
Couch?
Guffaw?
Guffaw.
Is that funny at all?
No.
Puffball?
No. The way you said it, it was made me almost giggle.
Yeah, really, I got to be honest with you. I think the only one.
Jiggly.
That's good. I like Jiggly.
It's you, 12-year-old boy.
Makes me think of a 12-year-old boy.
That.
Why is it jiggly?
You're making
jiggly.
Me.
Why is it jiggly?
Jiggly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, now I can't stop thinking about a 12-year-old boy.
Jiggly.
Oh, whoa. I was making jokes. You're just weird.
Oh, what? I thought we were saying things.
So we were talking about doing the, where they cut the hole in the sweater, have the boobie come out, do the reindeer thing.
Yeah, you know, we're set it in stone.
A little wreath, something like that, whatever. Yeah. There's also another thing, I don't think quite as sexy, but something for Christmas and certainly, girls could do. It's been taking over Instagram. Carmen, do you know what Christmas tree eyebrows are?
I have seen this.
Yeah? What has anybody else seen this?
Yeah.
We got a picture up on Bone TV. This is what Christmas tree eyebrows look like. It is a girl with her eyebrows. It looks like almost like a Christmas tree. She has them green and ornaments on them and stuff with like little glitter dots and stuff.
Nope.
No.
I got to tell you, I love them. I think they're great.
I'd love them if they were in a school play. If I saw that.
Like if you went to like the Christmas party like that.
No.
Yeah. I think, but also I think to add to it, I'd be like, let it snow.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. That is
snow
on the tree.
Snowman.
On your eyebrows.
Oh, man.
Oh, there you go. Christmas tree eyebrows. I vote for
hot.
Sweater booby.
Yeah, sweater booby is definitely. Yeah.
You were talking about ordering food. So they have Uber Eats. They've got the Amazon restaurant thing. They've got DoorDash. They've got Grubhub. They've got
Bite Squad.
What is that other one? There's another one.
Postmates.
Yeah, which is a weird. That's a weird name for food delivery.
Postmates deliver everything.
They deliver everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just not
a good name, though. Like, Postmate doesn't tell me anything that you're delivering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
like,
with
Postmate,
you.
I think you're showing up with a bunch of Post-its.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of mates.
Post-its immediately. Anyways, DoorDash is doing a thing. Burger King and DoorDash. Burger King just came out with a flame-grilled dog bone. And you can actually get one for your dog if you order a Whopper using DoorDash. So if you have a dog and you want a Whopper and you want to get your dog a flame-grilled Burger King dog bone,
right.
You can do that. DoorDash, right. Burger King, working together.
That's interesting.
Just one day after Dana White called Oscar De La Hoya a cokehead junkie for making Chuck Liddell fight Tito Ortiz, the retired boxing champion's personal publicist released a statement on his behalf in response to UFC president Dana White, saying, quote, Dana is so small and threatened by our success, and now with MMA, he is bringing up news from a decade ago to try and stay relevant. That's according to the statement. Boxing has entirely rejected him, talking about Dana White, and MMA fighters are now realizing they don't have to risk their lives just so they can get rich. Golden Boy.
Except Chuck Liddell, I guess.
Yeah. Golden Boy and I are moving forward and are bigger than ever. Dana should shut the F up. Trying to figure out how to save his own and try and figure out how to save his own company.
Yeah, I don't think Dana White or the UFC are in any danger of losing their company.
Yeah, I don't know whether you heard or not, but they sold it for $4 billion right. when they bought it for like $200 million or $20 million or whatever it was.
But I can tell you that you can't call somebody a cokehead publicly if they are not, in fact, a cokehead. And you clearly...
And how can you prove it?
Yeah, whether it was 10 years ago or not... And the weirdo part is because, and it's so funny because Jim Norton and I were just talking about this the other day on Thanksgiving, is that Oscar De La Hoya, that girl had those pictures of right. him dressed up like a woman, and she slow rolled it out. She just released one, and he quickly settled with her.
I forgot about
because
that.
Because she had a whole bunch more, and she just let one out there, and he was like, let me give you money. And I think that Dana White probably knows more than the average person.
Well, there was a thing, because I remember this. Oscar De La Hoya had admitted about cocaine and alcohol use and stuff and an FBI extortion thing that was happening and stuff. Yeah. So he admitted to using cocaine.
So once you have him saying that,
right,
it's okay to call him a cokehead.
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's okay, but it's justified that, yeah, you can call him a cokehead.
Yeah.
Authorities allege a North Carolina father shot his son on Thanksgiving Day. After his two sons got into a heated argument about the protests against racial injustice some of the NFL players have staged during the national anthem. Jorge Luis Valenzuela, 51 years old, was taken into custody on Thanksgiving Day after shooting his son at his home and injuring him. It's not clear whether the son supported the players or not, but there's a
what?
Fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
kids. I'm going to shoot. How in the world do you shoot one of your sons?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't shoot him, but I sure would punch him in the ribs, I think.
But even to point the gun at him in like a threatening way.
Even an argument with two people that you don't know. An argument that you're not really involved. It was like the two sons were arguing. And I'm going to take this guy's side. Bang! And shoot some other guy. Mm. Like, if they're trying to hurt you or something, I understand you have a gun, you got to defend yourself, whatever. But just an argument, you're going to shoot somebody. Then, on top of that, it's your own son.
I know.
People are absolutely out of their minds.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of football, Tampa Bay Buccaneers season ticket holders can take two additional guests with them to attend the game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday for free.
Oh, man, that means they can't sell any tickets.
The Bucs are offering the free tickets because they want to pack Raymond James Stadium after Sunday's game against San Francisco 49ers being one of the worst attended games of the past decade.
I have never been offered tickets from the Buccaneers.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think the Buccaneers hate us. I don't know why. Did we do something? Because we're pretty supportive of the team.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have the deal with the other company for radio rights. So is that a problem? Like, is that in the deal?
I don't know. We can never get a player on the show, ever. We've even asked for, like, subpar players. We can't get anybody on the show. And that's fine. Our show will be fine without it. But it would really be nice to be the number one show in town and support the team. And we support the team even when they're not winning.
I remember a long time ago, and it was when we were down. It was during the Super Bowl stuff. But what's his name? I want to say something Davenport.
Davin Joseph.
Davin Joseph.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the last current player that we had at the time.
And we had Matt, what's his name, the kicker.
Right.
Matt Bryant on, but after he left the Bucs.
Right.
Like, I could get players.
No, but I'm saying that was a player that was playing for the Bucs at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Years
but even
ago.
That was because he had, like, a thing he was promoting on his own, like a charity thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we can never get anybody through the Buccaneers, which you would think that the show with the largest audience and certainly the largest male audience, that they would be like, hey, we should probably become friends with those guys. And I know that they have Clear Channel contracts to run the games and all that stuff, but then say, hey, look, we'd love to do it, but Clear Channel won't let us.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. It sucks that we can't have a more synergistic relationship between the NFL team in the area and the number one rated show. Because we're supporters, we're fans, And I'd like to go to the game for versus New Orleans.
Yeah. Speaking of fans and supporting teams and all that stuff of your city, Wallet Hub has rated the best sports cities, best to worst.
Okay.
So they do a total score. They rank it individually for football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and soccer. And then they put all of those together and rank them overall. But I have it broken down for all the different sports.
For baseball?
Well, what?
All right, what?
You want to go?
Give me the sport, and I'll tell you the best and worst city.
Okay, for football, we'll start with football. Who is the best city for football?
We think Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, all right. Spanish, what do you think?
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Carmen, what do you think?
I'd probably go, like, Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah.
All right. One of you has number one.
Mike.
Pittsburgh, Patriots. What did you say, Spanish?
The Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, maybe Spanish.
You're right. Spanish.
Yeah.
Green
yeah.
Bay, number one for football.
Because it's all they have in Green Bay.
Yeah. Sports.
But it's all they have is Packers.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, number two
for
football. Patriots, number four.
What about
for
Dallas?
Football. Dallas is number three.
Yeah. All right, now worst?
Worst.
Let me guess. Cleveland?
Well, this doesn't make any sense because that doesn't make any sense to me, though. it's got Salt Lake City, Utah is the worst.
No team.
Yeah. So out of the ones that have an actual team, let's see who's the worst.
That makes the most sense, though. None of those guys ever go to a game.
Yeah. San Antonio, Texas is ranked bad, too. I don't have a team either. So let's see. Number 29 ranked is Houston Texans. Is 29. So that looks out of the actual teams, the cities that have the teams. So Houston would be the worst.
Okay.
Yeah, ranked out of there.
What about Miami? Does Miami rank on there?
That's not to say Miami's going to be in the bottom.
Miami is, let's see where they are.
Is it not like a list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a list, but it's all over the place. Miami's number 16.
Oh.
Yeah. Tampa. Where would you think Tampa ranks in there? So if 29 is the worst, number one is the best.
26.
Yep.
What?
26.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 26. Okay, so what about for baseball? Rankings for baseball. Who's the best? Who's
New
the
York's
worst?
Got to be the best.
You think New York?
No, I say Los Angeles. The Dodgers.
You say Los Angeles? Carmen, what do you think?
For baseball?
Yeah.
Ooh, for the best? The worst? Sorry.
For the best.
The best? The Cubs, Chicago.
One of you got number one.
What?
Yeah, Mike is right. Los Angeles is number one. Number two is Boston.
Oh, yeah.
New York, 11.
Oh. Yeah.
I like that.
No Jeter.
That's right. Baseball died when Jeter left.
Oh.
Worst is Tampa Bay.
Let's see. So,
no, it is. You know, I don't care what the list is. The worst market for baseball.
Tampa, who has a team... Is
Tampa is worse than two markets that don't have a team.
So Kansas City,
home of the Royals and the great George Brett,
is 225. They rank them.
Okay. Tampa is
274. 272.
Yeah. Oh, it's close.
Tampa is the worst.
Yeah.
Is the worst.
I told you.
What about for? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. That was basketball. Sorry, that was basketball.
Got it.
Okay. Son of a bitch.
The way they have this is really, really... I'm going to stick with the same exact thing.
Anyway, so you were wrong. New York is number one for baseball.
Yes.
New York's number one for baseball. Los Angeles is number two. Los Angeles is number one for basketball.
Now I don't believe anything you're saying.
I'm all over the place. Well, here's the problem. When you make your goddamn list, make them one page.
Put them in a list.
Yeah, and make it so it's one page and you can see the whole thing. You sons of bitches.
Yeah, sons of bitches.
All right. Anyway, so let's see. Basketball, we're 272 because we don't have a team. Baseball for Tampa, we are number 70. Behind us is Buffalo. Does Buffalo have a team? No. Green Bay is 450. Yeah, so out of the teams that have a team, we're pretty bad.
Mm.
that. Hockey. Who's number one for hockey?
It's between Chicago and Philly and...
Who's number one for hockey?
I'm thinking. I'm going to say Chicago.
You're going to say Chicago. Yeah. Spanish. Who do you say? Number one for hockey.
I'm good.
Or Detroit.
That's why I was going to go Detroit. Ugh. Sorry.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Detroit. All right, Carmen.
I'm going to stick with Chicago.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll take Mike's Pittsburgh.
You're going to say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Number one for hockey, Boston.
Ah.
Bruins.
Ew.
Yeah, really? How you like that?
You've got
it. Let's see. Number two for hockey.
Tampa.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Number three.
Chicago.
Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Number five.
Chicago.
Chicago's number five. Number four is New York. And Tampa for hockey.
Number
16.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So, and we don't really care about soccer, but the overall ranking, number one is Boston. Number two is Los Angeles. Number three is New York. Number four is Pittsburgh. Number five is Chicago. Ranked overall for all the different stuff for baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, Tampa comes in at number 29. Last on the list is San Antonio, number 30.
Well, we don't have a basketball team.
Yeah, but there's
a lot. We have a horrible baseball team. We have a Buccaneers team that's just not playing well right now.
And had the worst attendance in a decade this last game for the home game. Yeah, so pretty bad.
Who's the best team or the best city overall with all the stuff?
Boston.
Oh, Boston, got it.
Yeah. Remember earlier when I said that?
Yeah,
I said number one was Boston, number two was Los Angeles.
My headphones cut out, I'm sorry. Technical.
You should probably cut them back up. So Les Moonves, let's talk about it.
Les Moonves.
The former CBS head who resigned earlier this year amid sexual misconduct allegations was hit with a new accusation by an actress in a report on Wednesday. The alleged encounter between Moonves and the actress Bobby Phillips, we have a picture of her on Bone TV, took place in March of 1995 after her talent manager set up a meeting between the two. The actress went to Warner Brothers studio in Burbank for a sit-down with Moonves, who reportedly said he'd set her up with a casting director for the television show ER, which was huge at the time. At the time of the meeting, Moonves was the president of Warner Brothers Television. Moonves reportedly left a message for the director, and then he said that he told Phillips to check out an easel that outlined various upcoming projects and stuff. Phillips claims when she turned back around, Moonves had unbuttoned his pants and displayed his penis to her and said, well, I can't say this.
He said, quote, be my girlfriend and I'll put you on any show.
But he also said, whenever he unbuttoned his pants and took his stuff out, look at how you make me.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, said that. According to her, yeah. He allegedly told her before forcing her to the ground and making her give him oral sex, according to the report.
I am certainly not saying that this didn't happen. I just can't picture it in my head. Like, I'm positive that it could have happened, but in my head, I just can't, like... It's because what I'm saying is I get no sexual gratification by forcing a woman down and being like, you will do this.
But that's the big thing that they say about rape. Rape isn't so much about sex. As it is about the power and the, you know,
but
doing that.
But you already have the power.
And you want more power. People
I know, but that's
power.
Not if you were running CBS, you already have power.
Donald Trump already had power. He wanted more power, became president. You know what I mean?
There's... But it's different. I don't know. I don't know.
Power begets power. Money begets money.
But also,
you know what I mean? Like,
power, you get power by being smart and making these dumb decisions. I mean, this is an assault. This is a rape. This is...
Sure.
I mean, you could ruin all of your power here. And obviously, that's not the main point. But if you're somebody who possesses that power, the thought should cross your mind. If you loved power so much that you're about to risk it all... By doing this.
Yeah.
It just seems like such an odd... And then what happened afterwards? Like, if I'm a woman, and or a man, but if I'm a woman, because that seems how it happens more, and my boss tries to do this to me, I clamp down really hard with my teeth, and then I run straight to the police.
Mm.
And certainly in this day and age, the police are going to be more... more likely to side with you.
But that's the difference.
Yeah.
This day and age, back then,
right,
it wasn't as easily, you know what I mean?
This just seems really, really weird.
After the encounter and stuff, Phillips went to her telemanager, and the telemanager asked her how the sit-down went, and she said not very well, and that she didn't want to talk about it. So there was, she tried to set up another meeting and stuff, and she said, absolutely not, keep him away from me, all this stuff. So, yeah.
It said that he forced oral sex.
Right.
Like, he forced her to do it to him, and that just seems odd to me.
But that could even be like, hey, do this, and I'll give you that.
No. It literally says he physically forced his parts into her mouth.
So, think about this, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about this, Carmen. Carmen, you're a little more athletic, and you could fight back and stuff. Think about how many girls you see where you're like, God, look at that girl. Like, there's no way she could defend herself. And now a man
give her a mouthful of teeth.
Listen, though.
Right.
A man has you by the back of the neck and is doing that. And if you do anything, crack. Just snap your neck. You know what I mean?
Les Moonves is going to kill a lady?
Who knows? Yeah. Is Les Moonves going to rape a lady?
I know. I'm trying to process this all at the same.
Or even getting, like, just punched in the face. You know what I mean? Like, now you're just putting yourself in, like, an even more abusive situation.
Right, yeah.
That's so weird.
And I mean, with all that going on, like, you're not thinking clearly, I'm sure.
And out of fear, the things that you do out of fear, you know what I mean? Like, someone tells you to do something, when they have a gun to your head, you just do it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so Les Moonves has to go to jail. I mean, that's a full-on sexual. It's one thing to try and make out with a girl and her tell you no, and then say, hey, that's inappropriate, we got to remove Les because he's done that a couple of times. But this is a full-on sexual assault.
But well, he's going to go to jail.
This is, so new accusations and stuff. This happened in 1995, so I don't know what the statute of limitations are on that, whatever. Is this the first time she's reporting it? Did she make any kind of police report? So there's a lot of stuff in there where they may just go, well, sorry, nothing we can do about it. And that's not saying, oh, it's your fault, whatever. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to, you know, be involved in that. She didn't want to have that hanging over her head if she's an actress.
Did she still take the gig after this?
Apparently not.
Because that's another thing you have to worry about.
Right, yeah.
Is that now you feel dirty, you know, and you're like, well, I did it. I might as well be on Baywatch now.
Yeah, and did she ever work with him again? Mm. Did she ever do any work with him? Right. Well, why would you work with him? Because, well, I need to make a living, and, you know. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that and stuff. But
horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Has anybody seen the new Rocky? The Creed
2.
Yeah.
No. Want to go see it today?
You want to go see it?
I would.
Okay. I'll go see it with you.
Seriously. We got a date.
Mm-hmm. God, I can't find the audio. Come on, man. What's going on?
Dun, 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 dun. That you're looking for?
No, I was trying to find. I have some audio. I'll get it here. I'll pull it up because Rocky is retired.
What?
Yeah, Rocky's retired, which we kind of knew that, right? Like that was going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
I thought he retired years ago.
So did I.
No, he's doing his stuff. Joey, if you have that on Bone TV, here we go. I have it here now. I have the audio. Here is Sylvester Stallone talking about Rocky.
Okay.
Well, this is probably my last rodeo because what I thought happened, it has happened. I never expected. I thought Rocky was over in 2006, and I was very happy with that. And then all of a sudden, this young man presented himself, and the whole story changed. It went on to a new generation, new problems, new adventures. And I couldn't be happier because as I step back, as my story has been told, there's a whole new world that's going to be opening up for the audience, for this generation. And thank you very much, Stephen. And definitely you, Michael, for making that possible. Now you have to carry the mantle.
I got you.
There it is.
We love that.
So I guess there will be no more Rocky involved, but Creed could go on and do that, or if they have other people and stuff. I gotta tell you, if Rocky's not involved, I'm not involved.
I'm working on my new version
of Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
called Clubber.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about that?
No,
they said that they were talking about having Clubber Lang in Creed 2.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, but Mr. T's old now.
I know, but just to have Mr. T there.
Yeah,
just to have him there.
I don't know if he's going to be around for Creed 3. Well, that's a possibility and stuff.
Hey, yeah. Fool, I'm talking to you.
His wheelchair. Oh,
yeah,
Hey, fool, get out of the way. I'm trying to get to the bathroom.
He just falls downstairs.
Yeah. Mr. T was so scary.
Oh, hey, he was great. He was great.
Hey, woman.
Yeah, but they were talking about having him in Creed 2, but I guess it just didn't happen. These are a couple stories for you and your wife that I think
me and my wife
both be very excited about this.
All right.
This year, and I'm sure your wife already knows, marks the 30th anniversary of New Kids on the Block album, Hangin' Tough.
Oh, man, I knew. I don't know if she knows.
And it's being reissued in March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. You already got a present for
pre-sale.
Yeah, you already
It's also our anniversary.
Oh, there
March,
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can hang tough
mm-hmm.
with the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Hang kind of soft these days.
30 years.
Woo.
30 years. And now that had the That's hanging tough, right?
Can we call the expert and ask her?
Yeah.
I think the kids are... Whoa.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, you're live on the air. You got a second?
Okay.
30th anniversary of New Kids on the Block, Hangin' Tough in March.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
The 30th anniversary?
Yeah.
Well, the 30th anniversary, yeah, for Hangin' Tough, it's being reissued in March.
I pre-sale ordered it for you for our anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yep. I figured that's what you'd want. And I got it on single for you.
Now, Amanda, you may want to stay on the phone for this because this is a new news segment called News for Mike and Amanda.
Oh, he loves it.
So that is that is for you.
What's
Amanda.
For me?
Now for Mike.
Samantha Fox?
No.
40th anniversary?
One of Bon Jovi's wines was just named Best Rosé of 2018.
Oh, nice. Man.
Yeah.
The queerest of all wines, the rosé.
The singer's wine, Hampton Water, which he developed with his son Jesse and a French winemaker, was recently named top-ranked rosé of 2018 by Wine Spectator, which I'm sure you...
Of course, the authority on wine.
Yeah.
Man, you get me a bottle of Bon Jovi's Hampton Water, and I'll get you a single of Hangin' Tough.
You guys can pour it on each other while you listen to it.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Can I get the whole album, not just the single?
I just like to say a single.
Yeah.
You can have the whole album.
Yeah, it's the album.
What's your favorite song on that album? Did you die? Hello, hello? There's a dead spot by my house. Sometimes you drive through it.
Oh, she was so excited. She threw her phone.
Oh, yeah.
The room.
Yeah.
She was like, Rosé and New Kids on the Block?
Hey, if you did die, let me know so I can cancel my single order. Hello, hello.
You give it to somebody else.
And get a date for the Christmas party.
Forget it. Ooh, yeah, I got it.
All right.
Only a couple of weeks. Are you going to that? Who's going to the Christmas party? Everybody?
Yeah, I'm going to the Christmas party.
So why do we have to go out Friday and to the Christmas party?
Why do we have to go out Friday?
Oh, you forgot about Friday already?
Oh, this Friday for the thing, whatever. Because this Friday is to celebrate us.
Friday.
The Christmas party is to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, Galvin's right.
When is the Christmas party?
The 15th, right?
Nope, the 13th. It's the
13th.
We all have different dates.
It's the 13th.
Okay. Yeah,
we're off the 14th. Thursday.
Right.
Got we're off that 14th.
I mean, I remembered the score from Sporkle the other day. You don't think I don't know that it's the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who was right? Me.
Okay.
So
I got you
weeks.
All a bottle of Hampton Water for Christmas.
Mm. Yes.
Joey, I got you. It's Secret Santa, Hampton Water all over your body.
Rosé. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead,
what?
Sir?
Let me know when you want me to come over. You get in the bathtub, and I'll just pour it all over
you. Oh, my
you.
God.
That's how it works.
No way.
Me, Galvin, Seal, and some Hampton Water.
Yes,
talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Hang tough.
You were talking about, what's his name from New
Mills
York?
Mills Lane?
No, from New York. You said if
Bloomberg?
Bloomberg. There you go. You know who probably wouldn't do well if he ran for president?
Who?
Bill de Blasio.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nobody likes
him.
Did you see him when you were up there at all?
No, he didn't invite me over.
Well, the Christmas in Rockefeller Center special aired on NBC last night, and the mayor was there to light the tree. It doesn't seem like the people are too fond of the mayor in New York. Here they are introducing him, and listen to the crowd reaction.
Let us officially open open the holiday season in a very special way.
Here to light the tree, we have the mayor of New York City, the Honorable Bill de Blasio, and co-CEOs of Tishman Speyer, Jerry Speyer, and Rob Speyer.
All right.
That's so funny. Listen.
The Honorable Bill de Blasio and co-CEOs of Tishman Speyer, Jerry Speyer, and Rob Speyer.
That's an audible boo. That's not even like a groan or anything. They literally said, boo.
He's awful.
We don't like you. According to a new survey, 2 out of 5 people, speaking of the holiday party, say they've seen something crazy go down at a company holiday party. That includes big office drama, quote, juicy revelations, or, of course, people getting hammered and hooking up. 1 in 3 people say they've done something they regret at the party.
I haven't.
No, neither have I.
Not yet.
No. The weirdest thing that ever happened at a party, I didn't even see. I wasn't at it, but some girl tried to make out in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, so you guys know in advance, that if this happens, I wasn't smashed and did it on accident. If I fall through one of the tables at the Christmas party, I did it on purpose.
That would be great.
I'm just letting you know. If I Chris Farley right into the eggnog and just, oh, my God. It's on purpose.
It's happened. Yeah.
So, you know, you're not like, oh, my God, Galvin fell. No, I did it on purpose.
Same thing. If I fall on Danielle. Yeah, were you tongue there? Licks her face. It was totally an accident.
Were you guys there the year that that sales lady got yelled at by her significant other?
No, that was the one that was over at the Don Cesar.
Yeah,
I wasn't
that was
there.
My first
no,
one.
I wasn't there either.
Oh, my God.
And the pirate, remember, was getting crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, the pirate. I forgot about the pirate.
Yeah. Also, if you like office gossip, it'll be a good scene for you. The average person finds out 7 personal things or secrets about their coworkers at a company holiday party. One more thing, 35% of people have been late to work the day after their company party. That's why we're taking off.
Uh-huh.
And 17% didn't show up at all.
You know what sucks about our company party is every year, it's the same day as the Golden Diamond Source Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that I would enjoy that party because I like those people and I like the other people that do endorsements for them, and I never get to go.
Yeah,
it's the same night.
And now I want to know why does our company do that then?
Because I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because
it must be one of those nights where like we can't, like nobody wants to do it on a Friday because it's probably too expensive to rent the place.
Right.
And
yeah.
So everybody will do it on a Thursday, and you just kind of run out of Thursdays in the month. You don't want it to be too early. You don't want it to be too late. Yeah. So everybody's kind of right at the
same
time.
What about Saturdays, though?
Saturday's too expensive.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that it? Was there more about that?
No, that is
gossip.
It. That is it for news. Oh, I heard gossip.
So this is in radio. It really started about 2 weeks ago, but this is a time in radio where if formats are changing and shows are getting fired and all that, I heard Chad and Christy got fired.
Oh.
So Chad and Christy worked here for like 20 years.
Long time, yeah.
Then they left to go to take over for the station that Bubba ruined for Beasley.
But he owned it.
And then he had a 15-year contract. And then when they dumped them, they hired Chad and Christy. And I, for $1 million, couldn't tell you what station that is. I know the number, obviously, but I don't know the name of the station. Like, what kind of music or anything. I mean, I can guess by Chad and Christy it was...
Right. I think
mom
I know.
Music.
I think I know what it was.
It's B-something, wasn't it?
Right. I think it was just that.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was like, isn't there a tagline to it or something?
I couldn't.
So Chad and Christy got fired, and now that's in limbo. I don't know. This is like the beginning of what's next in radio. Hot tweaked their format a little bit, and they got a new logo. I always wonder if after next big thing, what 97X is going to do.
So that was where Chad and Christy was, where they got fired. It was B98, today's hits, yesterday's favorites.
Oh, man. I love yesterday's favorites.
Mm.
So now what do they do? Are they still going to be today's hit, yesterday favorites? Are they going to be...
Let's see if they go all Christmas music and then...
They are all Christmas music.
They are all
so
Christmas
music. So what
music
would be a format for them?
Oh, you don't want to be going again saying you don't want to do that.
It's got a crappy signal.
I don't know. You're going up against the... Country seems to be a lot of times, you know, because country is the most popular probably in the United States all over.
But we're already saturated with country.
Right, yeah. Maybe you go...
Unless they flank QIK and do... All right, so Beasley, if you're asking me, this is what I would do.
Oh, okay.
I would put on classic country.
Okay.
On the B.
Okay.
The classic country B. Mm-hmm. And then for QIK, I would go young new country.
Okay.
Because that's really what's hot, right? Kane Brown, Carmen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would do. Or, since you have Orlando on Wild, do you then do like an older, old school dance, what are they, R&B, adult R&B, or old school hip hop?
Like 90s hip-hop?
I think if you're going to do that...
Oh, man, Amanda Calta would not listen to me anymore.
If you're going to do that and you are stunting where you have the same song playing over and over and over again, you're going to do
dun,
a little
dun,
bit
of... Dun, dun. This is how we do it. I ate dinner with Montel Jordan one time.
If you had a station that just played that song over and over again,
oh, man.
I'd probably listen to it. Why did you eat dinner with Montel Jordan?
He was hungry. it was like a record company dinner. I want to say it was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Not right? I don't remember. It might have been in New York. I don't remember. We went to some restaurant, and we had the whole back room of the restaurant, and it was just like a bunch of radio people and Montel Jordan, and he was very cool. He was very cool, and he, I don't know, it's just my weird memory of having dinner with Montel Jordan.
So, if I flip that station, what if I go mainstream rock? And now mainstream rock, you're going to have new rock, you're going to play something new.
Right.
So, you're going to play new music from, you know, Metallica or whoever, this, that. Then you go, and this is every, how it goes through the list, whatever. It goes new rock, grunge, 80s. Classic.
But they already failed as a rock station that played all the rock.
That's how the thing goes.
They played rock, and then they'd throw, like, Prince on.
Yeah, well, you can't do that.
I don't know. It's very interesting.
You know,
that channel has failed us so many things so far.
Yeah, because wasn't it sports? Yeah, for a little while.
Everybody was so, oh, man, what's going to happen to you guys when FM Sports comes out? I don't know, in a market where you can't even get anybody to go to the games?
Right.
Probably going to be gone in a year. FM Sports, then horrible, fat, cross-eyed redneck music.
Right.
Then Chad and Christy music.
Yeah.
The evolution continues.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that.
I remember when everybody was going Bob and Alice, and we play everything.
Yeah.
We'll play Devil Goes Down to Georgia into Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Then we're going to play some...
Yeah, Cher.
Neil Sedaka. What's his name?
Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, we also have iPods to play whatever you want.
Right,
you
know, yeah.
Like, my iPod is not iPod, but my phone automatically connects to my car. Radio when I turn it on, my iPad is in there. No, it's not good because sometimes it'll just start playing Beatles music,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes it starts playing
terrible
N words in Paris or the Jay-Z.
Yeah. I was like, Beatles did a song.
Hey, Paul, I got an idea. I don't think Chuck Berry's going to like it. It's either that or...
Ian Bagg was in the Beatles.
No, that's John. That's John. Do Paul.
John, what kind of music are we going to play?
The kind Chuck Berry would like. Dead on.
I'm English. You're like Nova Scotian.
He was very well traveled.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, or Jay-Z's OJ song. Do you know that? I can't even play that for you... There's not F words, just N words. It's constant N words.
Sounds great.
What Jay-Z is saying is that no matter how successful it is, you just see N word.
I gotta be honest with you. When you said OJ, I thought orange juice.
Oh, see, you're not racist.
Despite
what